Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
You women need to be less confident because you're terrifying men. Not my take. That's Kristen's bad take of the week online.
Oh, I'm so excited for these bad takes. So, ladies, if you are an accomplished woman, make sure whatever you do, you don't share any of that information when you were going on a date.
Perfect. None of this is breaking news for me.
Same old. This is true, though.
So true.
Because I think you can live in a very narrow life. Like, I want my woman to be successful and confident and independent. So when I hear this, like, you have to like dumb it down for men. This is not part of my world, and it almost doesn't seem like it's 100% true.
Same exact thing. Okay. I've never known a man personally to share these opinions.
But take this into consideration. Do you feel that way because you are incredibly accomplished and successful, and that the likelihood of you meeting a woman that's going to exceed where you are is somewhat unlikely?
I don't think so. It's just what I'm attracted to and always have been, even when I was a loser.
Yeah. And I was broke. I would have loved some help.
Sure, mama.
Yeah, right? I just feel like I think that's a big old turn on. A woman that is successful and is confident or is trying and capable and independent. Oh, hell yes.
Well, at DFox296 does not believe that. Okay. This is what he believes.
If you want to date a masculine man, do not show up accomplishment forward. And the difference between somebody soft and broke or hard and rich, we will pick the one who is soft and broke because we don't need rich. We are the providers and protector.
You are leading with accomplishments and it's working. You're probably attracting emasculated men.
If Bad Take had a face, it would be Moe's right now.
What is he talking about?
Wait, play that one more time, because he said something in the beginning that really makes more of a statement about these guys than it does about women.
If you want to date a masculine man, do not show up accomplishment forward. And the difference between somebody soft and broke or hard and rich, we will pick the one who is soft and broke because we don't need rich. We are the providers and protector.
You are leading with accomplishments and it's working. You're probably attracting emasculated men.
If he is looking for a woman that is soft and broke, he is soft and broke.
Bingo. That's exactly what I was thinking. If you want your woman to be weak, it is because you are weak. Yes. Please, ladies, don't think that this is how all men operate. Like, that's disgusting to me.
Well, I wonder if what he's trying to say, and this is just me trying to find a different facet of this. I'm not saying I'm endorsing his take by any means. I wonder if he's just trying to say that so many women are girl bossing their way around town that they just want women to know that what they prioritize more in a relationship is how feminine you show up rather than how you show up in your career.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm a little bit aware of this whole new revolution that I've been seeing here over the last couple of years, this feminine and masculine, where men are supposed to work and provide. If women have a role, men have a role. And the reason why we don't get along is because women are the ones that are coming out of that role of taking care of the house and taking care of the family while men are supposed to provide. I don't buy into that at all. I guess I'm more progressive than that. But there's a large contingent of people that believe, like, stay in your role. Mm-hmm. Like you are animals out in the wild.
So I had this conversation with an elderly woman. She's in her 80s, and I will never forget, we were visiting somebody, and yeah, women were screwing it up for everybody, and that's the reason why men weren't able to maintain their masculine roles and that we needed to get back in the house. And I was just sitting there looking at this 80-year-old woman, and I was like,
Okay.
I think people tend to forget history also. Like back in the 50s and stuff, when we were doing this, traditional man roles and female roles, people were unhappy back then also. It wasn't working flawlessly then.
Yeah, either. Or they just had better lobotomies.
And that's a very much a cultural thing. There are other cultures that are matrilineal and women are in charge and the hierarchies are centered around women. And even back in the day when you're talking about, well, as animals, we are in the wild. Well, you know, there's new evidence coming to light that women were also hunters and provided for the tribes and for their families. So, like, you can't buy into gender stereotypes as it's science, it's the way it's supposed to be, because it's just not.
All right, here is your bonus bad take. There's just a plethora of them, and I have such a hard time deciding. All right, so if you do not follow at Dustin Pointer on Instagram, you are missing out. He's the giant red flag guy. So he gets these bad take videos sent to him all the time, and he breaks them down, and he waves these red flags. And it's not just men, it's also women, because women can have some bad takes and have some serious red flags. So Dustin Pointer got tagged in this video so many times, he had to address it with his giant red flag. And this is a comment. This is commentary from Brad Leah. And again, Dustin Pointer is going to have the retort and is calling him out.
My wife is going to submit to me and to God. That is it.
Excuse me?
I had her quit. Why? Because, dude, I don't like the feeling of another guy that trumps me.
My fellow male! This makes zero logical sense!
Someone else can pick up the phone and call her, and she has to go whether she wants to or not? No.
I was curious on how you became to be this, so I did some digging and I found a video of you talking about your father and how he never helped you or encouraged you and inadvertently helped you figure out life entirely by yourself. And I thought, still searching for the approval of his father, naturally intimidated by other men, uses territorial aggression as a defense, still hasn't healed yet.
Old facts.
Amen. Oh,
so there are your bad takes of the week, ladies and gents.
Get it? The Burt Show.